Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's story comes from the one and only Harry Redknapp. H will start you out with some Elvis, but then move on to a different king, King Kanu of Nigeria and Portsmouth. And one of my favourite stories from our 110 Strong podcast series, you'll love it.
Tell me why one night you were in a karaoke bar with Herman Ryderson dressed as Elvis Presley.
Oh, that was cup final. When we got to Wembley with Portsmouth, we stayed in a hotel up in Henley-on-Thames or somewhere around that area. So I took the lads, I booked up an Italian restaurant. They had a karaoke. We asked them if they had got a karaoke in for us. And Herman bought his Elvis outfit, and he was fantastic, Elvis. He couldn't sing, but he had all the moves, had all the gear. He had a great outfit as well.
Wait, did he happen to just have it handy, or did he go out and
No, he bought it with him. He bought his gear. He has it. He goes out. He lived around here, Herman. He lived up the road here. Yeah. And not often you go into restaurants some nights, and you hear Herman and his wife, they used to sing. And all his friends, they talk about enjoying themselves. They would sing. Every restaurant they went in, they always end up singing. So Herman's got his Elvis outfit with a great big, the white one with all the gold and all the everything, you know, and he got up and done his Elvis. It was brilliant, the lads, we laughed. You never stopped laughing. And then, you know, we had lads like Kanu. People talk about Portsmouth spending money. And I remember ringing him up on a Monday. We never had a striker. First game of the season, we were playing Blackburn at home. Todorov's got an injury, he's doubtful. Yakubu wasn't fit. We never had a striker on our books to start the first game. I'm going to play a centre-half up front, a pinch, and suddenly Kanu's name, I don't know where it came to me, Kanu. We're going through all the where we might find somebody, but nothing. Kanu, what happened to Kanu? He was at West Brom last year. They freed him. They got relegated. I find the number for Kanu and ring him up. What you been up to, big man? Oh, no. So you been training? I went for a run in the park one day. Oh, well done. Listen, come down tomorrow. I'm interested in taking you. Bring your boots. Come down. I'm going to give you a fitness test tomorrow. If you're fit, I'm interested in signing you. Okay, okay. I want to play. He comes down. We've got a reserve game that afternoon with Cardiff at the training ground. I throw him straight. But you can't. Harry, he's not trained. I said, how can you play him? He can't just go and play for. He hasn't done a pre-season. I said, he's either fit or he's not. Let's see if he's any. See where he is. I stick him in. 60 minutes, he gets two goals, he's out of this world. Right, we sign him, bomb, give him a contract at the end of the season. Saturday, Todorov is going to play half a game. They said, you might get half out of Todorov. So I put Kanu on the bench. He's tired after this 60 minutes on the Tuesday. But anyway, he plays Todorov, scores. We win in 1-0 half-time. I bring Kanu on second half-time. He gets two goals and misses a penalty, Kanu, right? We win 3-0. That's a Saturday, first game of the season. Monday night, we go to Middlesbrough. I'm playing him at Middlesbrough now. He ain't trained one day since he finished at West Brom. Wherever he said he went for a jog in the park, he never really, he wouldn't have done. So we got to Middlesbrough, so he's playing at Middlesbrough. We beat Middlesbrough 4-0. He gets two goals again. He runs from the halfway line for one of them. He keeps zigzagging. The defender's chasing him. He breaks away. You know, he keeps going across him with the ball and the defender's trying to get up to tackle him and he's cutting him off. It was unbelievable. The keeper comes out, he goes past the keeper and rolls it in the empty net. We get back to the airport. We flew out of Bournemouth that night, funny enough. So we get back to the airport. We all stood there. We've won 4-0. Kanu is sitting where the luggage comes round. He's sitting like this. Suddenly, he's going... He can't move, he can't get up. His body's gone into whatever, right? He's like this. He just can't move. We're saying, come on, Cannon, we've got the coach is here. I can't gaff. So they lift him up and put him in a wheelchair. This is God's honest truth, right? They put him in a wheelchair, wheel him out the airport. The kit man, one of the kit men, we lift him up, get him in his car in the passenger seat. He had to drive him home. His body had gone into some whatever it was he's gone into, but he just could not move. He couldn't stand up. He couldn't. He's had suddenly had two games and he ain't played, ain't trained. But oh, he was amazing, amazing lad. You know, he used to ring me on Sunday night. The phone would go. I didn't get it because I'd go to bed. He knew I was in bed. 11 o'clock. Oh, Gaffer, it's Canoe King. I have the upset tummy. I can't come in tomorrow. I'd be in Tuesday every week. He just didn't want, he was in London, lived in London. He didn't want to come, he'd plan a Saturday. He didn't want to come in on Monday to warm down and all that messing about. He didn't want to know about that. Stretching, he just didn't. But play.
That's what we started talking
genius.
About.
Yeah. Genius.
Feet like canoes.
Yeah.
But he could do anything with the ball. I mean, one of the most extraordinary goals I've ever been present for was him playing for Arsenal at Chelsea.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And coming in off the line. And
yeah,
There's no angle.
No, no.
It can't happen.
No.
Oh, mate.
No.
Yeah.
So I took him for nothing. We didn't pay him much dough. He ended up scoring the goal in the semi-final. We won 1-0. He gets the goal in the final. We win 1-0. He was, and I loved him. He was fantastic. We went out to Nigeria to play Man United. There was thousands of people at the airport, not to see us, just to see, he was the king. They was outside the hotel day and night, people. They loved him out. He was the king, King Canu, they called him, you know. Fantastic he was.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.